beautifully pulled together, and some lovely tributes from many people that knew Matthew so well. It's tinged with absolute sadness. Without doubt, it's a very sad day, but I think these occasions bring people together, and there's so many people that love Matthew, loved his family, and it's lovely to see them just come together and support each other.
When you talk about that emotion, Zach, particularly his two brothers who spoke about their family time together.
Oh, and then with the photographs that were on screen throughout, it brings it home, and the sense of loss that the boys must be feeling. It's just unimaginable. So very, very sad indeed.
You spoke, Zach. You said a couple of things, that Matthew's shirt will be retired forever, the number 19 shirt, and also you spoke about a tree that's going to be planted. Tell us a little bit more about those things.
Yeah, well, there's a number of tributes that we've discussed with the family, but we will retire the number 19 shirt, quite rightly, that no one else will wear that, unless we're fortunate for one of the other Hobdens to come through, and that'll be quite a nice thing to unretire the shirt. But we'll retire the shirt, and then the north corner of the ground, we're going to plant a tree, and as I said, it'll grow big and strong, just like Matthew should have done.
How are the club coping with this? There's a number of the players here today, Zach. It's still a huge shock, I would imagine.
Yeah, a big shock, and everyone deals with things very differently. It's fair to say that the coach journey over and back from the church to here has been very quiet and very reflective, and I think that it'll take time for people to come to terms with it, but there is no recipe to how to deal with these situations. It's very personal, and we just support and respect each other.